3:36 at WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon. Thank you for being with us. September 11th, 2023. Happy Monday. And helping us get a little smarter here on Monday is our great friend, Eric Spoonmore. He is the Chamber Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO. He joins us, about every other Monday when Labor Day doesn't jump in there and throw off our whole schedule. But here we are, my friend. Thanks for making time today. How are you?
I'm terrific. Long time no see, my friend. How are you doing?
Well, we saw each other last Thursday, and you guys put on one heck of event at the Needs to Expand Bloomington Convention Center, or Monroe Convention. What is it, Bloomington Convention Center? I don't even remember.
Monroe Convention Center.
It didn't sound right when it came out. Let's start that over. At the Monroe Convention Center, over 400 people piling in the annual meeting, the 108th edition. It seemed like everything went swimmingly. You got out under the time limit. All the great awards presented, the passing of the gavel from old to new. Give us a little reflection back on what we saw last Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, it was a spectacular event. Grace under pressure is what I like to say in those types of situations. All the credit goes to our staff for pulling off those big events. Just an immense amount of planning and preparation and time that goes into those. But so much fun when we get to gather all the chamber members. We cram them all into that inefficient space at our convention center. So that comes with some challenges there, too. It's so fun and exciting to stand up on that stage and see over 450 people in there celebrating the Chamber of Commerce, celebrating all the contributions that our chamber makes to the community and have been making for 108 years now. So we're really proud of all of that. It was great to see you there. Thanks for being there.
Well, I appreciate the invite.
Doing those interviews, that was a lot of fun. So we had a great time, but it's on to the next one now.
It is.
No shortage of events.
You got a ton of things going on. But before we get to all those great events, you have new folks, whether it's board of directors, whether it's a new chairperson as well, for those who didn't make the luncheon.
Yeah.
It's really not a change in leadership per se. It's just the term is up, and it's a new, fresh voice.
Correct. So we've got 5 new board members joining the chamber this year, and that will bring our total to 17 board members. And then we have 5 members that are whose terms have expired. So board members can serve a maximum of 9 years or 3 terms on the board. So we've got Eric Coyne, who's going to be joining us. He's chancellor out at Ivy Tech. And then Andy Walker, the very well-known real estate agent with RE/MAX Acclaim Properties. Amy Ketchum, who is the president of TASIS. John Hauser is the vice president of Boston Scientific. And Jen Kelly is the director of human resources at Baxter. And so those are all of our new board members joining us. Scott Shishman, who's the regional president for Old National Bank, has taken the reins as chair of the board of directors. And so Don Weiler will be stepping down from that role. Don has been just wonderful to work with, and we're all looking forward now to working under Scott's leadership. So we've got an awesome board of directors, looking forward to another great year to come here.
Now, I noticed a couple of Boston Scientific, Baxter from the life sciences, Andy Walker from the real estate industry, TASIS, another great industry from literal industry, and then the education field. Do you try to keep those board members a mix or a cross section of what goes on and is important here in Bloomington?
Absolutely, yeah. That's really important when we're looking for board members and recruiting them. We're looking at the different sectors they represent, the different functions that they work in for their organizations, and the partners that they work with. So it's really important that we've got a broad representation on the board of directors, and I think this incoming group is just perfect for that.
It was great to meet the four under 40 award winners, the next generation, as I kept calling them. Well, it is true. You got to have young, the young folks like you got to carry this and push everything forward. How important was it to you to see four women take those four spots?
Oh, it's great. You know, this is what, I think is so special about Bloomington. And congratulations to Marissa Churchill and Estella O'Neill and Sandra McGow and Michelle Sotilli for winning that 4 under 40 awards. It's a big deal. These are very dedicated professionals, dedicated to their organizations, dedicated to their community as well, too. And that is exactly what it's our next group of leaders coming up in the community. And so we want to make sure that we're recognizing that and celebrating those sacrifices and their dedication and appreciation for our community.
Yeah, fantastic sponsorships as well, local and all the companies, everybody involved in the Chamber of Commerce, Christopher Schrader, the Lifetime Achievement Award winner. So all the people, all the pieces get together for that big meeting once a year. And now, well, like you mentioned, buddy, it's back to business. And there's never any rest. There's all. When are you guys going to get together and nominate that seventh person? You're 1/6 of the answer to that question.
You know, that's a really good question. So you're talking about the Capital Improvement Board, and we have received all of the elected official appointments now, and this Capital Improvement Board is going to be instrumental in the construction and planning and design of the expanded convention center that we've been waiting for years and years and years. Finally, we're going to be able to get some progress on this, and I'm excited to be a part of that. My understanding is that they are working on an October 4th initial meeting of the Capital Improvement Board. I don't know that they've got the time worked out for that, but that will certainly be a topic of discussion on that first meeting agenda. And we'll want to be clarify how that process is going to look for selecting the seventh member. But we are really building a lot of momentum with the Convention Center and the Capital Improvement Board. And I just want to thank all of the elected officials who have been involved in this process, from the mayor to the city council to the county council and the county commissioners, for really pulling together here for the community and making those appointments very quickly so that we can make sure that we don't miss any deadlines with the state. And the state was really seemed like they were just kind of getting irritated with Bloomington and Monroe County for not making any progress, taxing people, not using the tax dollars for the purpose that they were collected for. So they put some pretty strict guidelines in place that have to be followed, and I think we're going to be able to do it now. So this is all good.
Now, I know you might not have this answer, but one of the things that just pops off, you have six people who will be together to determine the seventh by law. It has to be, the numbers have to work out and all of that. Who chairs the meeting? Who's the organizer? You got some pretty big personalities in that room.
Well, you know, that first meeting is going to be an organization meeting. And I think what you'll see is, when any new public body convenes for the first time in a year or in a new year or whatever it may be, they have what they call an organization meeting. And so that's where they select officers. You'll hear nominations come from the floor of the people serving on that board, and the board could then vote to either approve them or not approve them for those officer positions. I don't know exactly what officers are going to be selected for the Capital Improvement Board. Of course, it'll need a chair, probably need a parliamentarian type of figure and a vice chair. So we'll get more guidance from the attorneys that are working on this, both at the city and the county, on how we need to approach that for that very first meeting.
And that first meeting is also interesting because the mayor's two appointments expire on December 31st. How many meetings are you going to have between October and January 1? That's an interesting dynamic of how that's put together by law.
It is, yeah. So the commissioner's terms, I believe it's January 15th. So
okay, sorry.
The commissioner's two appointments expire January 15th, and the mayor's two appointments expire January 15th. We'll see if those, if the commissioners will decide to renew the two people that they've appointed. Of course, we'll have a new mayor on January 15th, so we'll see if the new mayor wants to reconfirm those two appointments in the new year. So it is kind of interesting for sure. It'll be just kind of see how things go.
Yep, new ground for everyone, but moving forward, that's what it's all about. Eric Spoonmore is our guest, Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO. Well, we know the big annual meeting was the big deal last week. Well, you got the other half of September. You guys always have plenty of things going on.
We do, yeah. We've got a great networking event coming up on Wednesday this week. That'll be at Spring Hill Suites. We call that the Buzz. And that is kind of a speed networking event, very popular among the membership. So if anyone's interested in attending that, go to our website and you can sign up for it. I think we're getting pretty close to being at capacity for that particular event. And then as we always do every month, we've got a business after hours. We'll be doing that on Thursday, September 21st, and that is going to be at the JC Bank South Branch location. That'll be off South Walnut. We did a business after hours out there last fall. Maybe it was last spring. I forget.
They all
but
run
together.
It was
together. A fantastic event. It was great. It was, you know, it's going to be, looks like the weather's going to be a nice little pattern here for the next couple of weeks. So looking forward to that event as well, too.
Well, let me jump in there because at your meeting, you presented the best of the best to all the business after hours.
Yeah.
Has the bar been raised? Will we see a reaction knowing they're the first one of the new year?
I think so. You know, this was a lot of fun this last year. And, you know, we kind of came up with this contest for the business after hours events, which we do every month. But we really wanted to see people step it up big time, and we did. They responded. We had some terrific business after hours events this past year, and those were some very difficult decisions. And a huge number of votes coming in from members who attended those events. So people were really excited to participate in that contest. The chamber members who put on those events all did a great job, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that to come this year. So, and that's you know, we're seeing some huge attendance rates at these events as well too.
Well, you
so
should. It's
be
fun.
Sure to come on out. Yeah,
fun. And,
that's right.
And again, if you have a 2-person business or a 200 or 2,500 person business, the chamber's open for everybody, right?
We're open to all. That's right. Come on down. Yeah, if you're we've got big corporate members, we've got small mom and pop types of organizations, nonprofit organizations, you name it. I think that when people join the Chamber of Commerce, they're really saying in many ways that, you know, they care about the Bloomington community. And as employers, they want to see Bloomington be the best possible community with the best quality of life that we can have here that people deserve. So it's a great organization to be a part of.
I want to plant the seed because September, we're almost at the halfway point. Coming up in November, you're going to have the Success School. That's going to be at the Monroe Convention Center as well. Are you still looking for exhibitors to reach the next generation?
For the career cruise, absolutely, yeah. So we you know, the Success School is our partnership with the public school corporations, where we deliver a lot of training in terms of soft skill development, financial literacy, lots of networking aspects, getting exposure to different career pathways and employers. And so this is just a really great way for young kids to get some exposure to all of that stuff. And we do a lot of work with the schools. Very dependent and reliant on our volunteers and members who, you know, want to take part in that programming. And so we're always looking for people to partner with, and so they can contact us at the chamber if they're interested. You can go to our website, to the Success School, and see all the various types of programming that we offer to our students here. And it's really a fun program that the chamber is a part of, for sure.
Busy times, always busy times when great things are happening here locally. What are we looking at? I know budgets are popping into the county and city. Any advocacy from your end to make sure that those community leaders are hearing what needs to be heard from the business community before they get those put in stone for 2024?
Yeah, you know, the county's budgets discussions are happening right now, and there'll be some big meetings this week we'll be keeping an eye on. The last week was the city's, well, maybe it was the week before. Sometimes it's hard to keep track of.
Right, stuff, right before Labor Day was the city, right.
Yeah, we were tracking all of their budget hearings as well, too, so... You know, I think they still have some things to work out. Really, what the chamber is most interested in right now is, you know, really making sure that we're fully funding our public safety operations and fully staffing our public safety operations, making that a goal that we staff the positions that we fund, as well as, you know, public transit and making sure that we can get those options expanded as well, too. We were really pleased that the city had wrote some legislation a few weeks ago that will now allow the expansion of Bloomington Transit outside of the city jurisdiction so that major employers and Ivy Tech on the west side can be served by public transit. That hadn't been the case in the past, so we're urging all of those new options to be funded in this next year. But, you know, public safety remains a challenge. There's no doubt about it. We heard a lot about the retention and recruitment challenges that we're seeing with our area police departments, particularly with BPD right now. I think we have 70 total available officers versus a budget of 105 funded officers. So you can see in terms of available officers versus positions that we've funded, we're at over a 30% deficit, which is concerning. And so we've made sure to, you know, bring that concern to the attention of our city council and other leaders in the city, and hope that they'll listen to us.
I hope they do, too. Again, we're all in this together. We all need to listen to what everybody says. We don't have to do everything. We have to listen to everybody, and that's very, very important as well. All right, I will join you on the, let's see, plus the final Monday of September. My goodness. Well, we'll have another million things to talk about, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for making the adjustment today, and it's always great to get you on and get our week off to a great start. Thanks, Eric.
My pleasure. Glad to join you, and look forward to talking soon.